Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Holy shit. Jorge. The fuck? I'll beat your ass.
Hope you don't get a sty after.
It beats your ass.
Yeah. Why does that eat your ass instead of beat your ass away?
He'll eat your
new
ass.
New food challenge. Yeah, yeah.
Bass. Doggy.
Eat him, beat that ass. Yeah. Eat and beat and eat and eat and beat that ass, doggy. Yeah. I'm eating, beating. I'm eating, meeting.
Someone better fucking throw a cheating. Sick rhyme over this. Here we go.
No, there's no fucking rhyme.
Yo, yo, yo. I got nothing.
Yo, I'm eating ass. Louis J. Gomez eating fast. I'm fucking single and gay.
This has bone got marrow one half of a my bar. Dick.
Well, the fucking beat drop.
No one's laughing.
Beat his back. Beat his back and I'm doing crack. Single man and I don't give a fuck. I got money, bitch. I got Rollies. I got everything. Bad bitch and I'm eating ass. I'm smoking grass. I like bone marrow because I'm a faggot. Yeah.
Damn, welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, putting a rattlesnake, king of things, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. I'm coming at you like Cleopatra. I ain't fucking around here on a Monday. You know how we start the week. It's the morning drive on the West Coast. I am here with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Hey, buddy. I love that Figs can only reference things that happened since he woke up.
Yes.
Me and Figs, we have a similar thing.
And he saw you milk. Had bone marrow, and that was all that was going to come out of it.
I walked my dog. I played Call of Duty. Had a breakfast milk. Born burned myself with bacon, yeah.
Heard a horn, honking out.
I will con it to send $347. What?
Yeah, you had nothing on that. I was like, this is going half a bar.
He's the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. We have three guests. It's going to be a great show today from the Panties in the Mouth podcast. Andy Malafarina back on the show.
What's up? I would have rapped, but all I could think of was the N-word.
It's okay. I said it three times on the way over.
That was my vocal warm-up.
From The Thing Is and Fig Talk, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Figs back on the show.
That was our
you just jerk off two giant men that shoot milk out your nipples?
Oh, daddy. No,
is that on TikTok?
That's RPG.
No, that's like some sort of Spanish instrument, I feel like, right?
And last but not least.
I thought it was a bazooka.
It was an RPG, yeah.
Good friend, great comedian, no podcast?
Not right now.
The great Justin Silver back on
what
the show.
What up?
He's on fire.
What's up, kid?
What's up, Bubba?
We have a great show planned today. We have a great show. We have a lot to talk about on the show. It's a Monday. We're just fucking ready to forward. We're live. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat right now on a Monday morning.
You guys say the N-word too. Rap it. Go ahead.
They love saying it. They can't stop saying it enough. And I'll never take that away from them.
No.
I've had people tell me, they're like, hey, dude, you should really like limit the Racist Live Chat. I think it turns people off that don't like know. And it's like, no, we're never going to. I'm not going to put a muzzle on the Racist Live Chat. Okay? I won't do that.
Okay. It's a chat. It's a private it's form.
The
it's
Racist Live Chat does want to put a muzzle on some guests, though.
They do. They want to put a muzzle on them. They want to give a lobotomy.
A leash.
Get a fire hose.
Great show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way real quick, and let's just get right into our shit, because I'm excited to be here on a Monday. Justin Silver, what are you plugging on?
It's at I Am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. I got a bunch of road dates coming up. This is June, so on the 22nd, I will be in Austin at the Vulcan, and then on the 29th, I will be at the Comedy Dojo in Jersey. I'm going to have a bunch of special guests on both shows, so please come out. IamJustinSilver.com for tickets, or just in my highlights on my social media at I Am Justin Silver.
All right, Figs.
Let's go at Comic Mike Figs. Fig Talk. Check it out on YouTube. Thank you guys for fucking helping me out. You guys are making it grow. I'm either at the Stand or the Comic Strip fucking every other day, baby. If you're in New York City, DM me, hit me up, we'll hang out. Fig Talk.
Well, fuck.
Andy Malafrina, what you plugging on?
I do a bunch of podcasts, comedy, music, conspiracies. Just check my Twitter. I talk about them a lot. Also, if you're going to be in Texas around like July 11th, 12th, and 13th, I believe, I'm going to be all over Texas with Robbie Bernstein doing porch tours. So check that out.
Very cool. Zach Amico.
Just check me on Instagram at Zach is not funny. I got West Virginia coming up. I got Dallas coming up. And I'm going to be on the road with you this weekend, buddy.
This weekend, June 21st, 22nd. Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Me, Zach Amico, Scott Chaplin. What a show, folks. We're partying. If you guys are going to be down the shore, party with us. We're renting an Airbnb. We're making some content. We're going to be fucking having fun. Shannon, why don't you come party with us?
We can
film a podcast, Shannon.
I might, actually.
Shannon, you really should. Bring some Ambien.
I don't have any. I need it so
Shannon,
bad.
Shannon, if I got you some Ambien, how appreciative would you be?
I'd be so fucking happy. That would be amazing.
2 days,
Shannon,
zero
like how,
sleep.
Like how into the Ambien would you be, Shannon?
I'd be excited to get a night of sleep.
Would you do anything for
I'd
that
I'd be
Ambien?
Excited to get a night of cock, of Puerto Rican rattlesnake cock. Will you bring the bone marrow?
That's actually Maybe. Figs just saying that.
Oh, it's a Figs.
What?
We figured when he said bone marrow again.
Ontario, California, Los Angeles, Oxnard, California. That's 4th of July weekend. I have a bunch of shows that are happening all around the Los Angeles area. Then we're doing a Regs live taping of the podcast at the Gramercy Theater in New York City on July 10th. Fort Worth, Texas coming up on July 12th. Dallas, Texas, July 13th. Naeem Ali coming with me to those shows. Then I got Pittsburgh. I got Cleveland. I got New Orleans, Lafayette, Louisiana, San Jose, California. We're going to fucking Cape Cod. We're going to Levittown. We're going to Tacoma, Spokane, Janesville, Wisconsin. Atlanta's coming up for the first time this fall. It's all coming up, baby.
Homeboy
boys.
Is working,
I'm
dude.
I'm working my fucking dick off.
I see
off.
That, yeah, dude.
You know
look at
the
that.
Fuck's up. So come out,
good
guys.
Good for you, Lewis.
See me live on the road, and make sure you guys subscribe to The New Gas Digital. If you guys love the show, make sure you guys subscribe. The number one way you support the show is by subscribing to Gas Digital. You get the uncensored version of the show. If you guys hate censorship on YouTube and all these other platforms, guess what? The complete uncensored version on Gas Digital, ad-free version on Gas Digital, a bonus episode every Friday, an exclusive episode just for subscribers to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. You save $1.50 per month, and it supports the show directly. We get a little kickback, and it lets them know that you guys support us. But once again, use that promo code RAP. You save $1.50 a month. Why pay full price?
Are you drawing swastikas on your piece of paper right there? You knew I was coming in.
Uh-oh.
Not just swastikas.
It was to keep you on that side of the table like a vampire.
It's not just, it's a swastika.
It's a one.
A swastika, and this is also a burning cross.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you just, yeah.
Just hell.
Just you're showing everything.
Just evil. I doodle evil things.
The swastika is a beautiful image, though.
It was like an image
of the Buddhist.
It's aesthetic.
Right? It's like
the Greek king. Yeah. Like I wish I could adorn all of my shirts like with little swastikas that interconnect on the sleeves and fucking.
You know, if you go like, all
like
the,
my bathroom tiling, I want it to be like different swastikas.
All the artists like who do the geometric shit, you'll see all these swastikas in it because they keep it at the original, and they look so fucking dope. Yes. But I'm like, my grandma died. You know, they went through the Holocaust. I can't do.
Did
that.
Did your grandma die in the Holocaust?
No, she didn't die. My grandma went through the Holocaust, but I'm like, I can't do that. My mom will be upset.
Yeah. Well,
but,
I mean, she lived. What is she?
She survived it. She's a Holocaust survivor.
It's just an awesome story. Yeah.
No swastika.
You're welcome, Hitler.
Right.
What a great story she has. Like, what an uninteresting bitch she would be if she didn't have that story, right?
Yeah. Right.
She
some
would
hungry
just,
bitch.
She would just been, she would have just been some fucking Polack.
Yeah.
And now
dude,
she's like a fucking hero.
Yeah. Is she alive still?
No, my grandma just passed away, but she was like a legit Holocaust survivor.
Yeah. Is the last Holocaust survivor dead yet? That's happened at one point, right?
No. Some of my grandma's like friends who went through it, and her cousin.
Like, he's still alive. Yeah, no.
I feel like that's going to happen. That's going to happen eventually. They'll be like, the list of the last Holocaust survivor. It's like
the and then Hitler person. Comes back. My job is done.
I was waiting.
Miss me?
He's like, a little late, but nailed it.
Just hear glass shatter. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, no, dun, you're the...
yeah, I think... I mean, don't they have, like... In the Holocaust Museum, right? Don't they have, like, interactive? We covered this a while ago on the show. They, like, took, like, interviews with all of these Holocaust survivors, right? Like, these old people. And they were, like, just talking about their experiences. And then they uploaded these, like, voices and images and everything into this fucking computer. And through AI, they're going to have these, like, forever living old fucking Jews. I might be putting different pieces of different stories together.
We're like roaches forever through technology, buddy.
That's
going to
be
you're
wild.
Never going to get rid of us.
This is a free museum, but we do accept donations.
My mom's always like, do you want to go to the Holocaust Museum? I'm like, absolutely not.
No,
like, who wants to go to that?
The least.
I'm like,
you
no.
want to go to the worst day ever?
Museum. I'll go to the Natural History Museum, look at, like, those big fucking dinosaur exhibits. Those are awesome. I don't want
to. Sore bones, a giant whale.
Yeah, here's your people melting, Justin. Yeah, what do you think terrible. Of this?
And they'd be so annoying after a while. The AI Jews just, my CPU hurts.
Oh, is that the type of motherboard you have?
Oh, plug me in. I'm running out of juice. Yeah, I don't know what's in the Holocaust Museum. I'm assuming what he's walking. I always imagined, like, you walk into Auschwitz, you could see the showers and shit, and they would fucking.
They have, like, all the shoes, I think, like, all the teeth. Like, all the images
yeah, the
that you see. Like, all the shoes, all the teeth. That, like, the, like,
can
like
we
the
see
little,
this?
The
can
baby's
we, can
clothing.
We see a virtual? Do they have that on Oculus? That, I would do it on Oculus. I would fucking do a Holocaust Museum tour.
Oh, shit.
You know what's funny?
Baby James, count the shoes, Baby James.
You're really going through your Oculus. It'll be, like, video game, porn, Holocaust Museum.
I know. I gotta get an Oculus back. I miss my virtual reality porn.
Yeah, dude.
My son has one now, and I feel weird jerking off on his machine.
Yeah, you should. Yeah.
Do you jerk off on the computer that he ever uses?
He doesn't really use my computer.
Okay.
I mean, well, I guess once in a while he has, but not really. He has his pad.
Got it.
Yeah, he doesn't need my fucking computer. I enjoy, I enjoyed it for a while, but now.
The virtual porn?
Virtual porn's the
best. I never did it. I looked at it once, and I was like, this is fucking, I feel like, I'm surprised, like, more people are not leaving the house because of that. That's I thought great. That was going to take over.
It eventually will. It's going to get so good eventually. All of the technology is going to eventually become interspliced right before AGI goes live and the planet is destroyed. Yeah. Right before, it's literally going to be everything. You're going to, like, it's pass through technology, virtual reality, Alexa, your phone. All of these things are going to be combined into one sort of thing, and we're going to be just fucking bags of shit.
Yeah.
And we're just going to think what we want. We're not going to move. We're not going to fucking.
We're going to be the fat fucks in Wall-E.
Yeah, dude.
Sitting in those chairs. Just respond.
I never actually saw Wall-E, but if people have referenced that. Can we see that for a second?
They nailed it.
Can we see that scene from Wall-E? But that's what we are going to eventually
Once
do.
Once Autoblow and Oculus have a corporate merger, we're fucking
done. Did you see that documentary, The Sex Bots Are Coming? Like
no.
Like how fucking real these things look and how you could program a personality into them. This one guy.
That was Austin Powers.
Listen, I swear to God. I swear to God. Listen to this.
He's like, no, it's better.
I'm telling you, it's Shagadelic. He takes
that would be that would be like
they look frozen. Lewis. They unfrozen.
No, you can
take a long pee.
Blonde chicks with metal nipples pop out.
You can set the personality. This guy takes this fucking sex robot on vacation.
It's a guy. He's like, yeah, baby, I'm horny.
Dude, his mother was a man.
Dude, Robbie Goodwin's cursing up a storm right now.
This is one
like,
moment.
Oh, you reference Austin Powers and I'm not fucking here.
Oh, is that his favorite movie?
No, he just does a shitty.
Dude, he's just rocking right back and forth going, behave, baby. Behave, baby.
I'm going to tell Dalton about this.
Lewis, this guy wants the real experience, so he sets the thing. He sets the
is this them?
This is Wall-E.
Oh, this is the sex bots?
No, he sets the sex bot to Moody.
Let Justin finish his story.
He takes this thing on vacation once a week, once a year. He brings this thing to the beach. He puts sunscreen on it.
Oh,
he's like schlepping this thing around, right, in a hand truck. And then he sets the personality to Moody, So it doesn't want to fuck him all weekend, and then finally they make up at the end and they have sex.
And this is the robot. Like, this legit. Is the experience.
I thought you were talking about the Holocaust Museum.
My robot would not be set to my robot would be set to agreeable as fuck.
Yeah, be like dude, a slave, like a
bitch
slave.
Bitch also loves to clean.
The
bitch
guy,
loves to cook. I mean, dude, honestly, if you could, honestly, now that dude, I'm 42 years old, I've had so many failed relationships at this point. If I could great. Have a fucking robot that would just do it all, you just program it, you get rid of everything else. Why wouldn't you?
Lewis, would you like me to play All That Remains again, Lewis?
I just want a robot that says over and over again, wow, that is interesting.
Lewis, this new material is the best so far.
We're still a few years away from it looking like really good.
It looks really good.
It looks pretty damn good.
No, dude. But eventually it's going to be like, what's that show on HBO?
Black Mirror.
No.
Girls.
No.
No, you don't want it to look like that.
I am fat with armpit hair. Love me.
No. Wow, not Waterworld.
Oh, Westworld.
Westworld.
The girl that welcomes you in Westworld. Dude. It's like, welcome to Westworld. Would you like to fuck me now?
Yeah, her mouth is fucking rusted up with cum.
Choose which revolver you want.
Can. I forgot to tell you the best part about that. The guy buys the robot and he goes, he doesn't say she was used. He goes, someone else was with her before and she was a little injured, meaning someone else had fucked this thing before and broke it. And he's like, I had to mend her injuries and nurse her back to health. Someone was fucking this thing before, had to clean it, and then he bought a secondhand sex robot.
Like, yeah, dude, right now you just have to settle for like fucking Johnny Five looking robots
disassemble.
What was the robot in the Rocky movie? He's like, do you want to fuck me, Rocky?
Yeah, dude, that's what it is.
Hi, Paulie.
The sex bots now, in order for them to get around and do everything, they're gonna be a little bit fucking clunky.
You gotta pick them up. They can't walk yet.
I'll deal with it having treads if it's got
no dude. You know
tits.
What they gotta do? They gotta fucking get Boston Technologies. They'll give him those fucking backwards deer legs. Oh. Just with a hot bitch head, just sucking your dick. She could jump on top of a fucking, do like a 6-foot vertical leap.
Has some titties hanging while it's running around.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Tesla's going to get behind this and it's going to be awesome.
I don't know, dude. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com is home of the $60 kilo, so if you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60.
YoKratom.com, no promo code needed because it's already the best deal on the internet. All right, where were we? Tesla, apparently, they're not adopting
AI?
iPhone because they said if iPhone uses ChatGPT, they said they're not going to let iPhones be compatible with their cars.
Why?
Because they think that, like, it's...
A monopoly type of thing?
No. I think Elon Musk is worried about the dangers of AI and security and, like...
He annoys me because he's so inconsistent because he's like, I'm worried about these. Also, put my chip in your fucking head.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And you're like...
he's got to have such crazy experiments going on because like, if you're a bazillionaire like that, like...
And autistic. You don't have to deal with emotions.
I would have a hidden evil lair with, like, I'm combining species.
I'd have so many bookcases that spun. Dude, it'd be crazy.
You'd have to adopt the laugh, like...
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I would just use my money for evil experiments. It would be so fun. Inventing weapons, inventing fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, you assume... There are people out there that are that rich that do that shit, right?
I think what they do is a little bit more like they do the Epstein Island type of shit. Like they just use people like pawns. I don't know if they do shit like that.
No, I bet you there's some crazy shit going on.
Have you met my cheetah monkey?
Yeah. I bet you there's some fucking crazy shit going on. Some interspecies slicing.
You know where
fucking,
they probably do
some
it?
Dinosaur guys. There's some fucking old guy trying to make Jurassic Park. I bet you there's some old nigga trying to make Jurassic Park right now. He's in fucking Costa Rica. He's like, no, I got it, dude. We got a fucking turtle and we got a fucking mosquito. I bet there was, by the
he's
way,
got like a Coke lab.
Whatever it was, dude, the scene with the science behind it made perfect sense. You remember Jurassic Park, dude?
It made perfect sense. Mr. DNA, yeah.
We had to melt some caramel over this egg. We're going to melt a little caramel on the egg.
What I'm saying is nature finds a way.
Yeah. Dude, I'm dead ass, dude. I bet you. aren't they close to bringing back dinosaurs? I read that shit like 7 years
hey,
ago.
Hey, Lewis, I'm going to guess. No.
I read this shit like seven
the,
years
the
ago.
The woolly mammoth.
They were close what? To bringing back dinosaurs.
The woolly mammoth. They
yeah,
were
the hairy
about.
Ass elephant. That's a dinosaur. I consider an elephant with hair a dinosaur, which is weird.
A crocodile is a dinosaur.
Elephants... Big Bird, get away from that dinosaur.
Elephants with hair.
Don't worry, he's docile. He's sleepy all the time.
Well, elephants currently have dinosaur skin, currently, which is ironic that the prehistoric dinosaur elephants were less dinosaur-like.
They ashy. Isn't a crocodile a dinosaur, Zach? I feel like you would know the answer to this.
Is it a fish? I don't know.
It is, right? A crocodile's like been around. Yeah, but they've been like, I think they're like, they've...
No, I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any prehistoric animals that are still walking around today.
Not like a rhinoceros.
There's just descendants, like
aren't
birds.
Evolution,
like,
dude.
No, yeah, birds are birds like.
Chickens like, are like 20 million stages away from a dinosaur or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Shannon, go ahead.
They share an ancient ancestor, but they are not dinosaurs.
Yeah,
bitches.
Good job. Duh.
You didn't know that.
Duh, Justin. No, yeah. I knew that.
You did not know that.
I know that dinosaurs don't exist currently.
I know, but I feel dinosaurs
are in my car, not on the earth.
Natural History Museum kind of is like a Holocaust museum for dinosaurs.
You know what?
That's why I never bring mine to it. He hates it.
But then you know what I realized when I went to the Natural History Museum? You go as a kid and you're like, this is fucking wonderful.
Not enough
it's
Holocaust.
It's so wonderful when you go as a kid. You're like, this is a fucking T-Rex. It's a fucking brontosaurus. There's a niggersaurus right there. They're all here. All my favorite dinosaurs.
Luis, I got to sell tickets.
Which
dude.
One is that? wait,
what? Exclusive?
Can you just back it up a little bit? Which one was that? Can you look that up?
Can you pull up the niggersaurus? It's a real... What is your problem, guys?
No, really. It was bipedal and it couldn't fall over because they don't tip.
It had an extra plate on its back. Shannon, can you pull up the niggersaurus? I'm not lying about this. You guys are actually racist pieces of shit.
It's from the barbecue era.
you were acting earlier like you didn't know about dinosaurs. Justin, what are you talking about?
Shannon?
Just go to the dinosaur section of Stormfront.
One moment.
T-Rex in an oversized suit like Steve Harvey.
Okay, this is it.
There he is.
Oh,
hey, y'all.
Oh, my God. That's a legit thing?
Pull up a close-up of his face. Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm at Raising Cane's. Today, I'm gonna be reviewing the new Louisiana
Hot. What the fuck did you call me?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, I think so.
If you say it that way, it is.
Well, if you go to, I want to hear Google say it when you go to
potato potato.
No, you know how you make Google do the pronunciation? Type it in. I want to hear Google say it.
Please, let's see it, Shannon. How does Google say it? Maybe I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
It's Niger Soros.
Niger Soros.
Here we go.
Niger Soros.
Niger. Okay, well, you know what? You learn something new every day, folks.
Egg on my face.
Nigesaurus.
Nigesaurus.
Well, now I feel bad screaming that in that kid's face at the history museum.
But here's the thing. You go to the Natural History Museum, and this when you go as an adult, because I've gone now with my son. Right?
Not as good?
Doggy. They got like fucking 4 bones per dinosaur. Most of those bones aren't real bones. They find some bones and then they fucking make fake bones for the fucking dinosaurs.
And it's a lot of guesswork.
They don't know how these fucking dinosaurs look.
What about?
We just found out that dinosaurs look like big birds.
But what about that one room that's got like all like you see all the animals all around there in these like exhibits where it looks like they're fighting and shit? That's the cool fucking room.
That's the zoo, Justin. That room
sucks, Justin.
It sucks now.
The teddy bear.
Oh, I know what you're
teddy bear portion of the fucking Natural History Museum.
Yeah, and then you see the dolphins and shit.
It's a small world. It's a small world.
No, dude. The real spears with dried blood on them are cool. The dinosaur bones are cool. Even that fucking giant whale is pretty badass.
The whale's cool.
But not the fucking teddy bear exhibit.
Oh, that's the best part.
I actually love it. It's like kind of cooler.
I took mushrooms as like in my 20s and went. And it was awesome.
I love it. It's darker. It's a little bit chillier.
Yeah, but that was the 70s. It was fun back then.
Yeah, man.
The Natural
Wearing
History
brown
Museum is a good
yellow.
Time. Natural History Museum is fucking dope. When you go to a museum like that, there's something about like, you'll be in the presence of like something that was around 800 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a tool. It's like a fork made by some Egyptian, right? And fucking you're like, that's fucking wild, dude. Like it's been around for so long.
Baby James, it's a nigger fork.
Dad, I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
I'm telling you.
No, read it. That's how the dinosaur ate breakfast.
Dad, it starts with a P.
No. Nigger fork.
He was a pharaoh. Yeah.
Subscribe to Yes Digital for the uncensored.
It's a tool and it's been around forever. Welcome to the Joe Matarese exhibit.
That was great.
Puerto Rican, right? We're Puerto Rican.
Damn, folks. Be cool. My dad was black.
Don't be fucking gay about this.
Don't be
this.
Gay, dude. Be cool. What do you guys want? This is some crazy shit. All right, so this is wild.
Go ahead.
The Sildenafil. Check this out. This is some wild shit. The active ingredient in Viagra and Blue Chew and all these fucking things.
Ooh.
Do you know what they just found out about it?
Oh no!
Do you know what they just found out?
Don't tell
that's
me
your
this.
Assumption.
This could be your credit score,
dude. Here's the thing:
you're telling me this boner I have is going to be bad for me?
I never took one.
You never took one?
No.
Oh my god, dude! Whoa!
I've asked for I've never taken a Blue Chew. I've never taken one.
Well, Shannon's presented the story, she was like, you know, the active ingredient in Blue Chew. Well, just so you know, side effect. And I was like, fuck, dude, I'm gonna fucking die. I was like, this is it. And then I was so nervous, but then in a weird twist of fate. Apparently, it prevents dementia. It was
a blood circulation.
Good.
He's on fire.
Ooh. Pull him out. Good. Let's all take one right
it's
now.
Fucking
Let's
good.
All take one right
it's
now.
Good.
Let's smoke six and take Blue Chew.
Yeah.
No dementia.
I thought for sure they were going to say it gives you fucking ball cancer, some sort of fucking brain hemorrhage, something, dude. Yeah. There's nothing good in life. Everything
good has a bad
everything
side.
Good
side
has
effect.
There's yeah. nothing perfect, and it does seem that Blue Chew is the perfect thing.
Right, mm-hmm.
You've never taken it, Justin.
No, I remember. I did. I took a Viagra once, like when I first broke up with my girlfriend. When I was 20. I just remembered that I did that, but not since then. I remember. Wow. I just got. They prescribe it to you at optimization clinics for bodybuilding purposes because of all the blood flow.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it wasn't originally for boners, right?
No, it's just
for
blood flow. So that's why.
Medication.
And then they realized they were hard as shit. Let's give this to the fellas.
But they're like hard attack.
Can you come on them?
Yes. They probably wrote
that
down.
They taste different. That took me a minute.
We're having fun today.
That's good.
We're being silly. When we're silly, it's
silly
the best.
Pants silly pants.
Silly
pants.
Silly the best. We're being silly.
Silly.
Yeah, I'll never be on Netflix.
We're
having a good time.
Bunch of silly niggas.
So Viagra does prevent dementia. That's a good thing, Shannon. Is it confirmed officially?
Yeah, so it says that it's this particular type of dementia, which is vascular dementia.
Dick and dementia.
It says dementia. It helps with...
It's me!
Whose hand is that? No. I've been with you the whole time.
My dick's got a little pussy, I get.
Alfred, he's finding sluts in my dimensions.
I'm sorry, Shannon.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and talk about Zippix, which is one of the best sponsors we have here. I love Zippix. If you guys are trying to cut back on smoking, or if you simply just can't get your smoking fixed while you're at work or school or traveling, they have different strengths, so if you're trying to wean yourself down, that's great as well. And they come in 6 awesome flavors.
Yep, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts. So if you're flying, you're on a train, anything like that, and it's all through their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker.
Yeah, right now, if you want to try them out, just go to ZippixToothpicks.com, ZippixToothpicks.com, and use the promo code ASS10, ASS10, for 10% off your order today. That is ZippixToothpicks.com, promo code ASS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we? All right, you know what? We're having some fun, but why not do some world news with Mike Figgs?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
What?
That's going to help me.
All right. You have to read. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, world news with Mike Figgs. News from Jamaica.
Oh, I get that now.
Usain Bolt ruptures his Achilles during a charity soccer game. We are here with Usain Bolt. He has a ruptured Achilles heel. He's in a lot of pain right now. Usain. Oh,
boy, me have so much pain right now, boy. Thank God my doctor was just scatting. Keep doing it, boy. Scat for me.
This is your doctor.
Makes me feel better, boy. Y'all don't know the sound make me feel better, boy.
So what type of medicine are you using to fix his leg?
Right. You get that over the counter, boy, believe it or not. Believe it or not, get that over the counter. Just found out it cures dementia.
Well, Usain, you know, you're rupturing your Achilles heel. I mean, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. You know, you're known at one point as the fastest man on the planet. Right, Do you think you'll ever be able to achieve that speed again?
If me knows your doctor, that's going to heal in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, no. Me go and run tomorrow. Probably me going to go back on the track. Boss a move. Break it off. Open, pon the river, pon the track. You already know, boy. You saying boat. They call me the boat for a reason because me fast. Bye.
All right, you know what? Let's go to Finland. Let's go to Finland. Finland scrambles to close a new migrant route via Russia to Europe.
Nigersaurus.
So we're now talking to the Finnish...
I got money on this one. God.
Prince. the Prince of Finland. And he's going to talk to us about why he's no longer into having trade with Russia.
Boy, we still got me on the line, boy. What happened? Why are you trying to go to Finland? There must be a problem with your Wi-Fi. Hold on one second. So. Oh, hello. Sorry, it's me, the prince from Finland. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yes, we are here live. Can you remind me of your name?
My name is...
We're very polite here.
Johnny No Good at Improv.
Oh, Johnny No Good at Improv. Thank you for calling. Yes, everything is quite elegant here
so
in Finland.
So why are you closing your migrant trade route to Russia?
Because we do not support migrants or Russians.
Okay, good. Okay, and what is your issue with Russia right now, specifically?
You know, they're just always fighting and cursing each other. And we are peaceful here in Finland. We make chocolate. We have sex.
Was there news in a funnier, darker country?
Yeah. Justin, maybe you should take this one. You're about finished.
Now show them.
Finland. Finland.
Started strong, boys. We did not land the ship.
We're going to go to Thailand now.
There we go.
10 Thai crew rescued after container ship sinks in the Gulf of Thailand. This is one of the rescued crew workers, Ming Plong.
Lady boy. Have sex with lady boy. Oh no. Oh no.
Hello. Are you trying to sell me a lady boy right now?
Yes, please do not hang up phone. Please do not hang up phone. I'm here with lady boy provider Justin Silva. He love lady boys. Okay. He always talk about T-zone and pimple.
Hey, can you finish this up? I flew here to fuck your ass.
Oh, yes. Very sorry. Go ahead. Fuck my ass.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Feel
Make
good.
Girl noises while I do it.
Oh, holy shit. Okay. Oh, all right. Fuck all right. Yeah.
New country. I don't like this.
I'm your stepsister.
Okay, world news with Mike Figg. Yay.
Started off strong.
Okay. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, does it live, does it die?
That's what you're going to do.
Does it live, does it die?
That bit?
It is a seaplane crashing into a boat, which reminds me of
shit.
Weekend at Bernie's when he lied to the girl and said that his parents were in a plane accident, and then he said a train accident. She was like, I thought she said a plane accident. He said a plane crashed into the train.
Yeah.
Oh. So apparently a plane crashed into a boat. Doesn't live or doesn't die. Oh. The plane lived.
That was kind of awesome. Everything looks okay.
No fire, which is good. No.
Wait,
explosion.
Can we see the impact point again?
I'm an idiot. I thought they were like toys. I'm like, who cares?
It was happening in my tub this morning.
I'm surprised. Is this in New York? Is this in New York? Where was it? Where was
that? Didn't look like
in the back.
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver.
Yeah, that it didn't look. The thing is, very often the things that don't look like they have the most impact are the ones are the most like brutal. Like there's probably a guy like just fucking driving the boat and got decapitated by the end of that plane.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that. I'm saying the boat driver died.
Can we see it one more time?
I think you see the guy fly fall out.
A little zoomed in.
I'm all right.
Oh yeah, I mean the whole top of the boat gets torn off, dude.
Yeah, I think that guy died.
Yep.
Strong chance of death. Yeah,
I'm going dead for sure.
I think the guy on the plane just like, fuck.
I'll price this right.
Shit,
the guy on the plane is stronger. Collected his soul. It's like, demon plane.
He's actually in the middle of an incantation.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, that was wild. Shannon, what happened here?
So the people on the plane, totally fine. Two people on the plane. There were two people on the boat. And they were both hospitalized, but they are currently okay.
Damn it.
Wow. Damn.
Boo.
Were they hospitalized with?
Shannon, never do two does it lives in a row where everyone lives.
I gotta keep you guessing.
Yeah, the last one with the bull, with that old lady, we thought for sure that bitch
was dead.
Dude,
I saw another camera angle of that. That lady was on her phone while that bull ran at her for so long.
That's so funny.
And everyone's running, and just one dumb bitch.
One country. What country?
Venezuela, I think.
No, was it?
Brazil.
No, that was Oregon. It was Oregon.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It was Oregon.
Shit.
It was here.
Dude, it's so funny. And then the first comment went, bitch got for wearing a red sweater.
Wrong hood.
All right, so what is this video? A Florida sniper shoots a bank robber through a computer screen.
Oh, that's pretty fucking wild.
Sniper. I mean, I feel like a bank robber, is it death worthy?
So
he's got hostages.
Yeah, he had two hostages, and then he pulled a knife to one of their throats.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're bluffing, though.
Yeah.
They want to get out.
I'm trying to get my helicopter. Just bring me my helicopter.
Yeah.
All right? I'm going to let this woman go. I don't want to kill anybody.
Banks are insured. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. The FDIC.
Probably. Let me show you. All right,
let's see.
This part, there's no sound, but when they switch the body cam, you'll hear it.
Oh, let's see. You'll hear it.
When they switch, they're going to switch to the body cam.
Oh, it's body cam? Hell yeah.
And 1 second.
So those are the two hostages.
It looks like they're just taking a picture together.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's a fucking...
I understand how you feel. I love when they do this crap.
Oh, this is gangster shit. He's using his boy as a fucking...
Oh, so he doesn't see him.
He's mounting on it.
Did he shoot between the people?
Oh, wow. Oh,
this is wild. Oh my God.
What concerns do I have?
This bullet.
All of you.
What's going through?
All of you.
Dude, that, by the way, he said that and he just went to all of his friends. He's like, what's going through your head right now?
He turned to his friend and went, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm going to say it. I swear.
No, you're not. You're fucking pussy. Say it.
You still got a shot. Don't worry.
Tell me what's on your mind right now.
I just backed it up a little.
They blurred it out, which means brains everywhere, dude.
Oh wait, that's the guy in the back. I didn't realize.
Wow.
Wait,
see,
he did it. Well, if I was that guy next to him, I'd be like, I mean, come on, man.
He's all right.
But you said he had the.
He lived.
Smoke bombs for fun.
Yeah, I'm like,
he'd be all right.
That is fucking gangster.
We're like,
dude.
These are the old ones. We're gonna throw these real quick.
Yeah, why? He was dead. Why waste him?
You said the knife.
Grenade?
Yeah, you said the knife to the throat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I get why they did it that way then. I'm dumb.
Can I say something?
What?
That's a fun job.
Yeah.
What?
The sniper guy gets to blow the guy's head off through the thing. You're like, I did a good thing.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. And
do you,
I'm kind of
sick. Do you think?
Oh, totally fun.
Justified
you got to go to therapy for 2 weeks.
Do you think
it was awesome.
Completely desensitized to taking that man's life? Do you think he went?
That guy's a piece of shit. Yeah. They're soldiers.
No, hold on. It's not just a piece of shit. You know, my assumption is the guy who robbed the bank had a really fucked up life that brought him to a place where he's robbing a bank.
Right.
Yeah. He could be a fucking, like, dude, I almost robbed a KFC. I was very close with a screwdriver, dude. I could have been fucking with a screwdriver to this fucking manager's neck with a fucking sniper.
Nah, he was watching liberal media and did that on his own.
I can think of 101 reasons why you would have been justified to be killed in the time I've known you, Lou. No,
letting Figs do that segment.
He's got a knife to the woman's throat. You can so justify it. He's got a knife to, like, a woman's throat. So you're like, yo, I fucking say this. Yeah, I think... If someone's got a knife to a woman's throat, you're like, yeah, I killed this dude who fucking had a knife.
Obviously kill it, but are you still kind of like, It's like a desperate moment because that wasn't the plan. I guarantee this guy's plan, this fucking young Latino dude. How old was this guy? This young Latin.
36.
36 years old. 36 years young.
He wasn't a pro.
This
bro.
Poor guy. He was just trying to fucking. He came in with a knife. Yeah. He came in to do a knife to a machine gun fight with the fucking SWAT team, dude. Man. And he tried to rob a bank. He was just trying to get a few $1,000s. He was desperate. He's probably a drug addict. I look at somebody who robs a bank. Shannon, you told me there's a new show on Netflix about a bank robber.
Oh,
right?
That guy is awesome.
So good.
That thing is fucking
I haven't
sick.
Seen it yet. Maybe show me the trailer
it's
in a
awesome,
second.
It's awesome, Lewis.
But I have an appreciation for like I just grew up like as a kid, you watch like a bank heist movie. You're rooting for the bank guy.
Point Break.
Yeah, I'm not like, I don't inherently go somebody who steals from a bank or the government. They're not inherently a piece of shit who deserves death.
Yeah.
No. What happened was this guy made a few fucked up wrong decisions where he's like, fuck, I'm trying to get out now. And now he gets shot in his fucking head. He wasn't trying to kill that woman.
Where was he? Because that looks like Texas or Florida or some shit.
They had some fucking...
In New York, they wouldn't blast your head off.
Florida.
Yeah, like
Fort Myers. Yeah. You give them a reason and they will tear your fucking wig off.
I'm more interested in the negotiator. That was interesting.
That one guy...
Look at him.
What's says he had name? An extensive criminal history. Sterling Alabash.
Drug trafficking, aggravated assault, and carrying a concealed firearm for several states. Okay, well, he's probably a piece of shit.
So maybe they were like, yeah, we're going to get
Sterling Avalanche?
It's
like a porn name.
That is a wild porn name.
Sterling Avalanche.
I watch too many of those jail shows, too, so I see them as human. I'm like, this poor guy. His mom probably hit him. His dad probably left.
True, for sure, yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like people who
this is close to home for you. I get it. Yeah,
come on, guys. Dude, his dad was probably murdered. His mom was a heroin addict. His sister's a bitch. Steals his weed, probably.
Lewis, you got to watch that bank robber show.
What's the show
it's
called,
Shannon? It's awesome. The guy is so cool.
How to Rob a Bank?
Yeah,
dude, the guy's like a real-life like Point Break dude. He's like a genius.
It's like a dark
and he's like a hippie.
He was the most prolific bank robber in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, cool.
He's robbed 14 banks in Seattle since June of 1992.
This case was spinning a little bit out of control.
Fake
he was
face.
A smart bank robber.
Wait, really?
He became our number
one. Oh, yeah.
That's all prosthetics.
I was going to say, is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
See, it's all
prosthetics. What happened here reads straight from a movie script.
His moniker was Hollywood. He wears heavy makeup, a wig.
His co-star is this 9mm handgun.
Everyone on the floor!
He said, man, this is the easiest thing.
Didn't that happen years ago? Like, the guy, like, painted himself black? Right? There was a bank robber in blackface.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant on this show. I was like, I'm sure we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought, this is insane.
That's him?
Yeah, he lives in a treehouse.
How noble is that?
It looks like Harvey Albardin.
Right, I think the trailer stinks, but this is kind of interesting.
You'll like it.
It is good. Yeah, Netflix is hit or miss on trailers.
Yeah, the trailer stinks. But yeah, that's fun. I mean, look.
And comedy specials.
I always weirdly, I was like always wanted to fucking rob a bank. Always thought it was so cool.
Guys.
I remember seeing Quick Change as a kid with Bill Murray and Gina Davis. And I was like, it's a great way to do it, dude. Dress up as a clown.
Here's the thing.
Take your makeup off. Walk out with the others. Okay, let's take a couple minutes here and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious meals that are delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, restaurant quality. What is there not to love?
Treat yourself to over 34 weekly quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. Like Lewis said, already in just 2 minutes. They have breakfast, they have lunch, they have snacks, and whatever your dietary restrictions are, be it vegan, keto, anything like that, they've also got you covered.
Try them out, man. They're going to give you a crazy discount here. Try them for 50% off. Once again, that is factormeals.com. That's the website. Use the promo code RAP50, R-A-P-50, for 50% off. Use the code RAP50 for 50% off at factormeals.com/RAP50. All right, where were we?
You saw The Town, Jeremy Renner, that bank robbing movie?
Nope.
It all starts like this. Bunch of guys sitting around a table.
One last job, guys. We'll do one job, the job for all jobs.
Get in, get out,
and then retire to Mexico.
See, I want Dog Day Afternoon version where you get a trans girlfriend in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay, I'm coming out.
That's a little more exciting.
That was Justin, not Figs.
All right, so Justin, you're going to use your secret Jew language
to let us into
who
the
would
vault.
Everyone be? You got to have like, there's the mastermind, there's the muscle, there's like the fuck it, you know. What
I'm
I mean?
A niggersaurus.
Figs is like the decoy guy.
There's a guy. Ooh. There's a guy. There's a guy pretending to be a dinosaur. Another kid keeps doing a Finland accent. We're not sure what's happening.
Someone's
right
just like,
now.
What the fuck is that? Someone else is like, well, I don't want to like say it, but it's a dinosaur.
Watch out, boy. That's yeah. me pet niggersaurus right there. That's me pet. Watch out. Put everything on the bag.
Hold on. We lowering the chicken into the cage.
This is a stick up.
That's the gun.
That's the gun.
No, it's just robbing the pancakes the Real Ass Podcast.
Everybody get down.
Justin will be in the vents fucking all like sexy sliding yeah, into dude. The bank.
You like grab
fucking
a
Tom Cruise.
You grab a woman, you're like, does she live or does she die? It's the Real Ass Podcast.
Toy or night. Toy or night, everyone.
See, this guy's trying to be your hero. Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Yeah. I love it.
We're going to rob a fucking bank.
We should rob a bank, dude. We all have a special set of skills.
Figs, you speak Mandarin. I'm like, buck toy.
No, Figs is crowd control, right? Yeah. I go into the ball. I slip in. Zach,
I'm in the van.
Your getaway car. You get in the van. Getaway car. Yeah, your muscle.
Zach is the van.
Everybody get in Zach. Oh,
Lewis is the negotiator.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Justin, how many seconds left?
No, I'm the mastermind. Yeah. I put it all together.
You take the mask off.
I'm in the
Joker.
Vault. I'm in the vault.
We all die for you.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's all ones in here.
You're right. It'd be like the Joker. I would have to each kill each other.
Justin's the last one. He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm going to be in Spokane, Washington.
Like, I'm supposed to kill you, I guess, right? It's like, what are you talking about?
Come on, Lewis, I was going to work you out after this.
A bus smashes right into Justin. Oh, that would rule.
Dude, you want some smelling salts? You sure? You not?
Boy, you were my friend. I like it.
I'm excited that we're going to do this.
What is
real.
It like? What's the first step in robbing a bank? How would you do it?
You get guns and a map, and we lower the lights in here.
No, hold on. Slow down for a second. Just getting guns. It's first step, getting a gun.
Gotta get a gun.
We got to get a gun.
I think we don't get a gun. I think we get a replica.
What?
Is it a different charge if you get caught with a replica versus a real gun? Because it's not a deadly weapon. It's not. You can't actually hurt anybody.
Impersonating a gun.
Impersonating a gun. I think that's not a crime.
Figs will just impersonate a gun. Look, I'm loaded.
Like, Figs, stop asking me to cock.
Put my silencer on. Andy, pretend you're putting a silencer on.
We've been trying.
It's a good show today, boys. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. It's a good show.
Live pod.
We're very silly.
So is it less of a charge if you're not using a real gun? I would assume so.
It's less. It's still illegal to carry an imitation pistol.
Shannon. Okay, but it's less. But if you rob the bank, I'm not saying it's less of a charge for getting caught with it. I'm saying if I rob a bank, am I getting charged with something less if I don't have a real gun? That's the question.
I don't know if this has ever been done before.
I'm not trying to get caught.
I know, because people go in with their finger in a jacket. Yeah.
People go in with their
finger. Right, they do that.
Yeah. It's going to be a felony either way.
Yeah,
so then we gotta use the real guns.
Robbing a bank is a felony either way. Well, here's the thing. If the shit goes down, do I want to be in a position where I'm now shooting at people and cops?
What if we have to shoot at the ceiling just to pretend like we're going to be like, we're serious?
What if somebody's like, she was like, I'll give you the money, but show me that that gun's real. Shoot at the ceiling.
You'd be like, shut up. It's so real.
Gun butter.
Wait, shut up.
Be like, yeah, real.
Shut up.
Can you grab that real quick? Boo! You didn't see it.
Which bank would we rob? Like
City
maybe
bank.
Like a dumb one.
Dude, not
City
my bank.
Their fees are so fucking irritating. Like, oh,
bank.
No, $25 for the fucking overdraft. Citibank, 100%, the one on 23rd Street. That bitch is a fucking cunt every time.
I say TD Bank. I don't like their initiative to bring people in with dogs.
What?
Yeah.
We all go in like with dogs. We think we're just gay.
Because the dog's going to have some. Dude, hold on a second. I just thought about something.
And then we go, you guys are chillin'. And they're like, oh my God.
Like,
Here's
the
irony.
I speak
CBS.
Dog. Time out.
Here's the irony.
This is my topic. Hold on now, boys.
Get the money, Fido.
He's the negotiator.
I just thought about this.
Tell me what you're doing right now.
I'm going to bring protection dogs in. And they're, I'm like, oh,
condom
yeah.
dogs.
Bring protection dogs in. And that's part of the weapon. And they go, oh, we're allowed to have dogs here. I'm like, yeah, but guess what? And then these are fucking.
These dogs are guns.
These dogs are weapons.
Trained these dogs,
right?
And we don't care if we lose them. If we lose them, they're fine.
We're not going to lose
these. We're not even naming them. We're raising these dogs. We're raising these dogs since birth to be fucking attack weapon dogs.
Go Argentinos.
They're just numbers, just one through six.
Six.
We let them in. They just start tearing the fucking throats out of people.
I was thinking two. I can control two, six protection dogs.
Two, four, six, eight. 10.
Then I got to train
10 dogs.
See, you got to train us to control.
Here's what's great about this is that we're such a planned operation.
It's going to be a few years that we're going
to
be putting
into this. The way we do it is we're smart. We're like the pros, right?
We have 10 dogs.
We only have to do two of these banks a year.
What the fuck do we look like with 10 dogs?
No. It's TD Bank. So we all go in separately because it's dog day. You go in, you go in, you go in, and then we're like, oh, shit.
Can we get some bones for these dogs?
Dogs for the bones for the dogs. We're so good at this, we only have to hit two a year. Like, just like in fucking Heat.
The dogs? Yeah. No, you probably gonna hit all of them.
No. We hit two banks a year, dude. We're pros.
No, I say we do one final big fucking heist. One bank's not gonna be enough. They don't carry that much cash in the bank unless we get into the vault. That's gonna be crazy.
Justin, how about, listen, everything's going right. We got the money, we're in the car, but one of the dogs is stuck in the fucking bank.
I'll get him later.
Okay.
What happens if
Figs, I smell a week.
Figs accidentally leaves one of the dogs in the van with the windows rolled up? It's July. So, Justin's pissed.
You ready for this?
We got the money. We got everything's done. We open the door. Dog
I have
is
it.
Dead.
I have it.
The
I
dog
have
is
it.
Like looks like goo.
I have the answer.
It's a goo dog.
I have the answer. So
goo boy.
Justin starts hysterically crying. We're losing Justin. We got to shoot Justin in his head.
You know, I got
He's already killed three people.
I already thought about this.
Todger, all the windows.
What did you do to number three?
He was arrested.
He was a good boy.
You don't have to do your voice. I'm just doing it.
I
don't want
to. I already planned this part.
Good.
So those Rivian cars, they have a setting for if you leave your dog in the car knows the dog's in there. They can sense
we
it.
We can't afford that. We're robbing a bank. Yeah, this fucking dog's going to be in
and
a Honda Accord.
We're only doing one more heist. If we had a second one, we would get that car, obviously. Yeah. But...
So I got to let number three go, that
number
dog?
Number three is done.
Yeah, he's
male
done.
Or female?
Oh, jeez. Probably a little boy. Probably a young boy.
He's got his balls, too. We don't get him fixed.
A little feisty guy that we really love. The heart of the team. We got.
He's only three?
You take his balls, he's not going to have any fuck. He's not going to have any heart.
3 years old, little black lab.
No.
He's really fighting for his life.
Dogo Argentinos.
Dogo Argentinos. Can you show us Dogo Argentinos?
No.
We'll get Dogo Argentinos for this.
We'll get a yellow lab, but we'll dye them black.
Yeah.
So they can't be described.
This is what I'm saying. We're the fucking best, man.
Black. All right, so hold on. We gotta go back to it. So we are.
Hold on. I wanna make a pivot. Please. How much cash do you think the Holocaust Museum has? None. Can we
bunch of dirty leather sneakers
rob the Holocaust Museum?
That's the whole thing. They were like, that's the whole thing.
I mean, you're naming the perfect crime. That sounds awesome.
No one would think that we would do that.
We're robbing the Holocaust Museum gift shop.
We need you to rob the Jews.
Dogo Argentina.
Oh, beautiful.
The one, no, it's only the one on the left. That's a King Corso on the right.
How much? These are expensive dogs.
Oh, that's a Prusikanar.
Those are big boys.
These are expensive dogs, though.
Yeah, these are expensive. That's the next breed I want.
Hold on. We can't afford your fucking car, your weird Italian dog, and the weird fucking Italian car.
Excuse me.
Justin, we're getting rescue pits.
We're kicking them in the fucking nuts.
We got a Dodge Caravan, and that's what we got. What are you doing, dude?
See, no.
And we're robbing Banco Popular.
I mean, unless we get...
I want this awesome.
We can get Ralph to fund the...
Listen, how about this? If they subscribe to Gas Digital, some of the money goes to this, and we get the good dogs and the Rivian.
This could be a Gas Games.
Can we stop being funny for 1 second?
No.
Please.
We can't.
I haven't started.
I can.
Thanks.
Sure.
Pigs try.
Thailand?
Doggy, I'm telling you right now.
For our next segment, Screeching Halt with Mike Figs.
First step is getting a gun.
A fake gun or a real gun?
I think getting a real gun is very difficult. Getting a fake gun is probably easier.
Okay, so we get a fake gun.
And you go in with a note.
Wait, what about the van and all the dogs? This is out.
By the way, Louis, by the way, real quick,
like,
with the fake
that's
gun.
So beautiful. Here's some money.
It says it carries the same penalties as a conviction for robbery with an actual deadly weapon.
So yeah, let's just get a deadly weapon.
The path to murdering somebody is going to be much more likely with a deadly weapon.
What if we don't load it? Why can't we? I just feel like this is bullshit without a real gun.
Yeah, dude, we can go to PA and get some guns cheap.
Yeah. You think so?
We're already robbing a bank. Let's traffic guns.
Dark web.
We're adding more steps in. Guys, yeah. I want to rob a bank today. Like, I want to just go.
No, we got to plan this.
It's a lot. I feel like you could... Can I also
it's
say...
bank
planning it on a podcast is probably the worst idea.
No, it's the best idea because no one think we really did it.
Everyone's
like, going to
know.
We would have said we were going to do that.
Yeah, I think
make this a Gas Digital exclusive.
You're right. Maybe we'll put it on a Friday.
Nobody knows. Right. Rob the bank on the Monday and on the Friday. Guess what? If you guess how much money we made, you get tickets to Skankfest.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. I think in order to get away with it and do it, you would have to literally not tell anybody. You do it yourself. Don't tell a single fucking soul, dude.
Yeah, we got to tell each other. We're partners.
No, we're not going to be partners. This is a one-man job.
You're just going to rob a bank?
I'm just going to do it myself.
I have still 10 dogs.
Then this bitch done.
I'm showing up with 10. Yeah, like all attached to my waist like a dog walker. I have 10 fucking
like fucking Harry Potter. Who did Harry Potter? Daniel Radcliffe in that one picture where he just had like 90 dogs?
Yeah.
Shannon comes in a fur coat. What are you doing? Return that. We said no big purchases.
Nothing
see,
big.
See my new I Cadillac said out, big. Got a nice Cadillac outside.
What are you fucking stupid?
It's in my mother's name.
What you finally get to
Jimmy, it's in my mother's name.
I only think that they probably only have like maybe 10 G's. One of the tellers.
They don't carry. That's the whole thing with this document. They don't carry a lot of cash. You got to get the day that the van arrives, or you know that the bank is like some mediator between some diamond shit. The Diamond District is what we should do.
The Diamond District.
We got our in.
Forget the Holocaust Museum. That's out. Forget the bank. We got to do the Diamond District. I'm Jewish. I'll fucking
You'll diddle your way in there.
Yeah. I'll go to you Friday. And I, I'll go to Friday Shabbos. I'll talk to someone. Be like, yes, come. Yeah. I need a new job.
Yeah. Oh
my God. But then the problem is, once you have the diamonds, where are you doing with the diamonds, dude?
Sell them
to who? Who do we, are we? Other
dirty Jews.
Puerto Ricans.
The diamond market.
Puerto Ricans love diamonds.
Now I'm dealing diamonds on the fucking side. I gotta find somebody's gonna take the diamonds. They're gonna take them for pennies on the dollar because you're trying to fucking launder these diamonds.
How fun's it gonna be? Like, how about like Jerry's got the stones?
I'm just giving them to sluts.
Say things like
that. I was meeting sluts. I was like, hey, babe.
Loose diamond?
Loose the fucking horse. We need to sell these. No. We go to like one of those like rap, like one of those Asian guys who gives like diamonds to black guys.
I don't know.
You know? Like the fucking wannabe, like the Asian guys who act like black guys and they're like, yo.
Yeah. Somebody Joe Coy would play in a movie.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want to fence things, dude. This is a lot. We need cash. We need cold hard cash. And we don't need them to put one of those fucking dye packets in the bag, too.
That would suck.
That's why we need a real gun, because if she does that, you fucking kill that bitch.
We don't do that
in
the
fucking cunt. Put a fucking butt.
Yeah. Here's what you're not
going to do. My money's blue, bitch.
The reason the diamond district is.
I was still trying to spend the blue money.
Hasidics.
We only buy
gonna,
blue stuff.
They're not going to put up a fuss. They're like easy. They're doughy, and they're not. They're not like in shape. We can all beat up a bunch of Hasidics.
I think we got to start planning what we're going to do in jail. All these plans are
going to
fuck.
We're not going
fail.
To jail.
Wait, let's do the beginning of Snatch. We'll be the beginning of Snatch.
We'll be Hasids.
Yeah. We got to dress up like Hasids.
Some fucking bank job, all right?
Yeah.
With a lot of camera swipes.
Now I'm in.
Can I be the...
Hello, give me your diamond.
Can I be the dog that swallows the diamond, but instead of a dog, I'm a niggersaurus.
This ain't what I got here. It's got a niggersaurus. That's the only way we're going to be able to go in there.
Oh, yeah. I got to go buy a dinosaur from some pikeys.
All right.
The problem with the pikey is they always give you a dinosaur.
Feed the dinosaur to the pigs.
I saw a movie a lot when I was a kid.
Hey, man, what'd you just call me?
Golden brown.
It's a good theme.
This has been a fucking episode.
We're having a good time.
Did you see Good Time with Robert Pattinson, the bank movie?
Yeah, no. Yeah, with his retarded brother.
That was good. No. With his retarded brother. That was good.
What with the Italian Job? Is that a heist movie as well?
Yep.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I didn't see any of these movies. I do like a heist. So
Good Time was good.
Dude, The Town is the best one. The Town.
Is it good to watch with my son?
How violent do you let James watch?
He watches pretty violent at this point. He watched the new It. All of it.
That's very campy. This is like,
it's not campy.
Would you let him watch a mob movie?
Let me say this: where they tear this fucking kid's in that
arm
first
off,
scene,
yeah,
where they tear his arm off, because we all saw the original one, and it was so extreme. It's the opening, dude. Like you're watching
out of the gate.
You're watching this movie in the theater. You're like, this is gonna be fun. I heard it's scary. There's you see the clown jumping and shit, dude. You literally watch a 6-year-old have the arm torn off. Him crying, like it's so extreme.
An army crawling through the fucking sidewalk.
Yeah, yo, it's so gangster. That opening is so fucking extreme.
I forgot how crazy. You
want to play, Gary?
Let
you
James
don't. You just really
town.
Don't see little kids, like little kids and animals, or like specifically something you just don't see killed too often in movies. Mm. And when it happens, it's so haunting.
Yeah.
There was like that other movie, right, where the two guys you told me to watch.
Where evil lurks.
No,
two Spanish guys.
No. Where the home invasion movie? It's not even a horror movie. It's like,
oh, Funny Games.
Funny Games, dude. Where they fucking they kill the dog and they kill the fucking kid in that movie, dude. When they kill the kid in that movie, you're like, that's fucking crazy. There's no way that
you
that just
see
happened.
It?
No, every kill shot in the movie they don't show you. But it's the most disturbing fucking movie.
Yeah, your imagination has to do it.
Yes. Dude, it's fucking wild. The way they make you connect the dots
mentally. Funny
Games
is so disturbing. It's a day ruiner.
Yeah, it literally, it's going to ruin your fucking night. You're going to wake up the next day, and the first thing you're going to think about is that little kid dying.
Yeah, but the next day we're going to go to the Holocaust Museum and fucking cheer
we're gonna
up.
Make some money at the Holocaust Museum.
You know what's going to be great is when we pull this off and then they do the movie version. Mark Wahlberg is going to play me.
You think so?
I think The Rock will play you.
The Rock.
Yeah. Figs. Some
Gabriel Iglesias, probably.
Yeah, I was just going to think John Leguizamo was going to give a little weight.
John Leguizamo would be good as you.
Andy Dick in a fat suit.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Who do I get?
Who's Burley?
Oh, you the guy.
William
Mark
Montgomery.
Paul Gossier or whatever.
Yeah, William Montgomery plays you.
Maybe Zac Efron.
Give me that diamond!
Zac Efron was great. Did you see the Iron Claw? You saw Iron Claw?
Phenomenal.
I want to see it.
The actual documentary, Zach and we were talking about, the documentary about like their real life is like 10 times more disturbing than the movie.
Missing brothers in the movie.
Yeah, it's worse.
Well, they're missing one brother in the movie.
Two. Oh, no, and then the fake guy. The guy was the fake brother.
Yeah, they're missing one brother in the movie.
He wrestled with one leg, and it was you couldn't even fucking tell.
No, I had no idea.
He
stuffed
the boot?
I didn't know until I watched the scene in the movie. And you understand, I became a fan of pro wrestling during this era. So Texas Tornado was like, you know, there was the Ultimate Warrior, Texas Tornado, Mr. Perfect. This was like this era, mid to late 80s in the WWE. So in 1984 in the movie, they pan down and they show that he has one foot. And I literally went, that's not true.
And then
that didn't happen. And then you go back and watch
and
it.
And you watch on YouTube and you're like, how the fuck? You can't even tell which leg it is.
And it's crazy because prosthetics today, you feel like.
He didn't have a prosthetic. He just stuffed the boot.
Is that what it was?
That's what Chris Vega told me, and he knows all about that shit.
Wow. It was just his nub, like rubbing up on wood, right?
Yeah, dude. That sounded sexual. Just his nub rubbing up on wood.
And he had to keep it a secret because a lot of states, you have to get a license to wrestle in still. So
he would shower in his boots. In the locker room, so other wrestlers didn't know. How many other wrestlers knew? Some people had to
know. Some people knew.
Yeah. Has anybody talked about it?
Yeah, I'm sure there's tons of shoots about it.
Yeah.
The Abdullah, the butcher, knew about it.
Yeah. Pretty fucking wild. The whole I thought, I'm sorry, I thought the whole movie was pretty. Shannon, did you watch the movie?
I didn't see it yet. I wasn't sure if I was going to like it.
I think you will. I think non-pro wrestling fans will really get into it. It's very dramatic. It's just well acted, well made.
Very well acted.
I think pro wrestling fans are annoyed with it because they left out certain aspects. So, making it a story. So the director said, he was like, if we had just another brother killing himself,
that's a documentary.
It was just starting to be monotonous. Right. It was the same thing. So I guess they took certain elements of the one brother and they attributed it to the one guy in the movie, and they sort of paid homage to his memory in certain ways, which I think is like an after the fact, like they're trying to like, you know, play nice. But I thought it was really fucking well made. I genuinely thought it was good. If it really got me, I was emotional as fuck at the end. Yeah, it was good.
Did you see the guy?
It made me call my sister and be like, let's stop being assholes. We were fighting, and I was like,
well, you've got both feet.
But we were arguing about some shit, and then like I saw that movie, and then I texted her, and then her cat got caught in a tree, and then I had to fucking get her cat out of a tree, and then that sort of like squashed things. But it's like, we got one life. It was like, it's fucking nuts.
Did you see the guy playing Ric Flair defend himself? Because the guy playing Ric Flair is like the worst Ric Flair impression.
Yeah, well, I thought it was terrible.
He's not doing Ric Flair.
And my wife looked it up and showed me the article, and it was like, he was like, well, I was kind of doing like a reimagining. And you're like, don't. Just be Ric Flair, asshole.
Anybody could just go, woo.
It was
you couldn't even do it.
It was a shit impression of Ric Flair.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
It was really bad.
And he should have gotten drunk and walked out halfway through the scene.
Woo! Great.
Fucking wet brain.
I just started watching.
wet brain garbage.
I just started watching a few of the Dark Side of the Rings, which are pretty good.
You've never seen them before?
No. Dude, Dark Side of the Rings. I was watching
Yeah, but no, I started watching them, so I'm getting into them now. Where do you get the entire catalog? Is it on Vice or something?
YouTube has like most of them on there on the Vice channel.
I don't think so. YouTube only has like three or four of them in the entirety.
I know Tubi has a season of it.
Yeah, it's like all over the place because Vice
HBO is a season.
We watch them on Amazon, but you got to pay for all of them.
So yeah. What?
Lose it's like there's money. No like central place to just regular stream it.
We're robbing a bank. I don't want you to worry about these things anymore.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You gotta worry about that anymore.
I'll watch that with my
order to fly.
Whatever that dog was called. Me and that big ass dog. Number three. We'll watch it together.
Lewis, you didn't see When Evil Lurks?
That's right.
You didn't see When Evil Lurks?
I did see it. What was that?
With the evil, just like
lurking,
it was like lurking and shit. It was crazy.
It's somewhere between
evil.
It's somewhere between zombies and.
All right, evil, get out of here! Get out of here, evil!
Let me hang out five more minutes. Five more minutes.
Bye, bye, evil beef patty.
No, the mom is tearing the kid's head and eating his brain. The baby, it's like a Spanish film. A dog grabs a little girl by the neck.
Oh, that's a horrible scene, yeah.
And then the mom is running with the baby, and you could tell she's kind of fucked up. And
subtitles?
She's eating his head.
But it's Spixler in English.
No, she's eating the brains out of her baby's head. Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
It was wild.
It was pretty dark.
Pretty dark.
Pretty dark. All right, let's see.
Real quick, I found it on Hulu. There's 4 seasons on Hulu of Dark Side of the Ring.
Okay, look at that. I have, I think, 3 Hulu accounts that I pay for.
Sick.
Don't remember the password for any of them. All right, so John Leguizamo, we just mentioned him before. I guess he took out a full-page ad and begs for change to stop whitewashing the Emmys. Why does he care? Who fucking cares?
What does that mean? Shit. What does that mean?
Too many white people winning Emmys?
That's not true. I feel like they're always fat black women winning the fucking Emmys now. It's always like Abbott Elementary wins again.
It's never mediocre Puerto Rican actors.
Yeah. Dumbass Leguizamo.
America Ferrera wins again. We just want Sydney Sweeney to win and take those titties
Holy
out.
Shit, are they great.
That's what we want.
Sydney Sweeney is so fucking mid. It pisses me the fuck off.
You ever
dude.
See her in, take dude, her titties out?
Her titties are great. Her titties are nice. If she had no titties, she has a goofy face.
I think it's because... Like,
that's what's hot about her.
Yeah, I think it's because dudes love a hot chick who's a little retarded. And, like, she really emanates that a lot. And I think it's why the kids are getting goosed up over her.
Shit!
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Fucking my fucking goddamn fucking car. I forgot to fucking...
Uh-oh. Is number 3 in it?
Oh, shit.
Hold on a second. Guys, take over. I forgot to I'm going to have a ticket.
Listen, here's the thing. Right. Who is that porn star? The one that's, like, really ugly? She's got that hook nose.
Sarah J.
The reason everyone watches her is because you're like...
She fucked black guys before everyone else.
She really did.
Bitten as a
huge could fuck her. You could fuck her in a hotel room.
Yeah.
You could for, like, $40 or something.
That's like
that.
Every porn star, I think, at, like, if you go to expos and shit.
I think it's a little more than... Yeah, they call them doing privates.
Yeah.
Yes. Guys, yeah. While Lewis says this,
is that what you're going to use your bank heist money for?
I'm not going to do that. I feel like
we're paying my car tickets first, Dougie.
I feel like we should rob Sydney.
Oh, she's. Oh, yeah.
We should rob her tits. Set up a bank.
Is that where all the money is?
We just steal those. We just steal those.
No, Sydney Sweeney is.
Sarah J's a legend.
She does have a Down syndrome face, but she's pretty hot.
I don't know her.
Sarah J. Online, black people say she looks like Triple H in her.
Yeah, Sarah J. is a fugly, but she's an amazing actress.
She comes to comedy shows sometimes.
Yeah,
We interviewed her.
We had her on Bye Guys.
In her prime, she was a fucking.
I mean, she is the queen. You know, Nate had the best joke. She looked the best during 480p. shout out Nate Marshall. I'll give her props. When I met her and gave her a hug, body's toit.
She's tiny, right?
She's shorter than me, yeah. Yeah, not bad.
I don't describe you as tiny.
What?
I don't look at you and describe you as tiny.
But people shorter than me.
That's his nickname in the circus.
Yeah. That's my code name in the heist. I'm tiny. I'll go
get
free.
You give her a shot, Andy?
Yeah, I'd have sex with Sarah J.
Good. There we go.
I will let her know.
Good job. Yeah.
What an honor.
There we go.
Hey, thanks for watching the show, everybody.
Yeah. I would bathe in bleach and razor blades after that.
Would you?
Like, put me in a tank of toxic acid, please.
Yeah.
What about Alexandra Daddario?
Who's that?
Are you naming the hottest woman alive?
She's a pretty lady.
Who's that?
She's pretty hot.
True Detective season 1.
You know what, ladies? Let's end it on. We're going to do a 3-way.
I'm in.
Makeout session.
No.
Deal.
Pull up her seat.
3-way top girl. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pick your new top girl. Whoever the hottest girl
one
alive.
Girl.
Don't say it yet. Yeah, gals.
Yeah, who's got your motor running?
I got it. I gotta go. I'm ready to go.
Your top girl. Who
watch
is it?
A lot of
I'm ready
porn.
To go. Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. This is the second person to bring up Dua Lipa.
She's fucking smoking.
In a week, right? It wasn't Dua Lipa last week. Didn't somebody bring up Dua Lipa last week?
Yeah, she's everyone's.
No, I think Jay talks about her a lot.
She's Let's see Dua Lipa. Stunning.
I'm trying to find a good picture. Hold on.
Find a good picture. Any picture of Dua Lipa is she's
Look
fucking
at Shannon getting catty
Shannon
right
so
now.
Racist.
She knows. No, because
let me try and find
you
something.
Can, you can look then.
She's like, ew, she looks
no, because
dirty
when I bring up pictures,
man.
You always say I bring up ugly pictures of the people.
Just go to the Google search. We'll find it out.
Let's see.
Twitter,
go to the bottom. Go to the bottom one where she's like looking backwards a little bit. One more over to the left.
Bottom middle.
That's right.
Bottom middle.
Bottom middle. I mean, she's just.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's fine.
Very pretty.
Dua
oh,
Lipa is
oh, I got
so hot.
I already got it.
It's fine. It's fine. It's just. When you see the top girl, she's got to fucking make your heart flutter a little bit. This bitch doesn't make my heart flutter.
You got to see her talk.
Everything yeah. makes my heart flutter.
No, Zach, you're having palpitations.
It's a thyroid. It's a thyroid.
Oh, she's pretty. She's pretty, and she smells like toast.
Oh, she's fucking ass. Do a leap.
She's hot.
Show.
Yeah,
she's hot.
She's hot. Obviously, she's hot.
Ladies
she's
and gentlemen,
she's the singer. That's okay, but her ass should be bigger for a Latin.
She's not Latin.
She's not Latin.
What is she?
She's British.
British.
She's British.
She's British.
All right. Right. Hey, I'm Dua Lipa.
All right.
Hello, it's the Pachada.
Would you like to bang me and my fanny?
You're not doing it.
You're going to rob a bank
You
want to
come over? Yeah, well, you want to be my new banister holder? You want to hold me banister?
That's her voice. That's her voice. All right.
Why is banister so funny?
You want to do it? You like it? You want to be my squire?
Keep saying,
right.
Keep throwing banister in it.
Banister. Go to a chalet.
Figs, who's your top girl?
Megan Thee Stallion, baby.
Megan Thee Stallion. A black?
Well, yeah. Sorry, she, well, yeah, but she's a,
sorry, guys.
She is a descendant of a certain dinosaur, you can say right now. But she, yo, pull her up. Just pull up her fucking anything she does. She is, wait,
Are
but
you
pull her up,
me, dude.
Dude but pull her up, like, go to her TikTok page.
Buddy, this chick works at my deli.
Or Instagram.
What are you talking about?
She is stunning. Her body is incredible.
Let me see the body.
She's so you're fucking insane. Sexy. But you got to pull her up in action where she's shaking her ass and stuff. Go to her Instagram.
Just go to your phone.
Just look at her. Just look. Go ahead. Look. Just look
Listen,
at her.
You like a fucking ratchet.
I mean, I'm Italian.
Bitch.
I like a little chocolate. Like anyways, a little chocolate.
Atlanta hotties. But maybe look at her. Like
look
her.
At her body, dude. Come
her body's
on.
Not that great. That's the
she's
problem.
She's fucking stunning.
Buddy, this is attainable.
No, yeah. This is not for me. This is not maybe for you.
No, tannable.
I love her. I'd let her shit on my chest. I'd leave my
Can I
family
say something? I don't mean to upset
elevator.
You with this. From that angle?
She's a man?
That's a dude face.
It's a man.
It's a man.
This is not... If Shannon
All right,
sucks
get that stubble
pulling
on
up
me
the
then.
Shit. There we go.
You said pull up anything from her Instagram.
Go down. Scroll down.
Listen,
scroll down.
That magazine cover is going to be her at her best. So nothing's going to beat a fucking...
I mean, come on. She's totally...
Yeah, but when she starts rapping and yelling at you to eat her pussy, it's
I
so
love
good.
The way she raps.
Eat my pussy, little dick, nigga.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, I will, Megan. I will.
Yes, I will.
Please yell at me.
Who's your top girl?
I'm into the Muscle Mommies now.
Oh, I love
Rhea Ripley.
Danny.
Rhea?
Well, that's too obvious. Okay.
Which one?
Danny Spiegel.
Yeah,
she's
Danny
a CrossFit
Spiegel.
Chick.
Let's see.
Pull her up.
Little titties, round ass, big muscles.
We've done a ton
traps
on
for
her.
Days. Love it.
Danny
she's 5'1".
Spiegel.
Nice strong clit like a
lot of you know who the chick is, Justin.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you
should cover it on Himbos constantly.
Justin loves
the
muscles.
She's the prettiest
bitch.
CrossFit lady.
Oh yeah.
No, you know who is she's pretty but the Brooke Entz is hotter than her.
Brooke Entz.
Yeah, just to give you one.
Ew.
Brooke Entz is prettier, but she
don't say that.
These chicks all have
she's got a skank face.
Don't be a jerk.
Doggy, this bitch
Brooke
is.
Dick.
Don't be a jerk.
You guys have shit taste in women.
Look how short she is.
Shit taste, dude.
Yeah, look at that.
Brooke Entz is.
I mean, that body looking tight.
Like
thighs is thick. I like a little thick thighs.
She's like a sturdy bitch.
She's like 4'2".
That's great.
She's got a thick thighs.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, just for top girl, though, guys, come on, man. You guys are failing.
All right, Lewis, go ahead.
I guess Dua Lipa is the winner of today's top girl. Justin wins. Justin's also the best looking of the guys. It kind of all makes sense.
And number three is my dog.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back later on in the week, Wednesday, live right here on the Gas Digital Network. Thank you guys for subscribing. Use that promo code RAP for a subscription. Save $1.50 a month. And we'll check you next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.